I'd like you to give me advice so that that advice would be the advice of a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend of somebody who has similar resolutions to Liz.
Well, okay. Well, let us ask Liz, what would it be that you would like Lou to do? How could he support you on this? What kind of support are you looking for?
Empathy, meaning that just because he's so good at his discipline, that he should still be able to understand that some of us can't just say, okay, I'm going to do this, and then not have a bad day. Because he doesn't have a bad day when he starts dieting.
All right, so I think, so Lou, your support is going to be purely empathy, and wow, it's tough. Don't worry, you can do it. That was one bad day. Get back on the wagon. I have faith in you type of thing.
All right, well, now here's the situation. This is what I believe about Liz's diet. I believe that Liz has a habit of finding a reason to get off the diet rather than a reason to get on the diet. And I think that happens with a lot of people. It happens with me sometimes. At that point, I'm the helper. At that point, do I just empathize with that, or do I try to coach her to say, as Liz has mentioned, I do have a good willpower with this. Do I try to steer her in the right direction, or I just understand her problem? I'm not sure what to do there.
Definitely, because what happens is she has a life script, or she gets into that child self, which is, I'm the failure, yes. I can never do it, I never make it up.
Yeah, and then, who do you think you are? My father tried to tell me what
and
to
you
do.
And you go right into it, and the message is, even though you're trying to help, is you are a failure, you can't do it. So you're going to go, no, you can do it. You don't talk to that part of herself. Talk to the higher integrity part of herself, the one that can do it, and ignore that little hook that gets you to start to put her down.
I'm well on the road to that, because I try often not to talk to that part of herself. It's pretty good that we have that in actual scientific terms there. All right, so I should still try to steer a little, but only if it's not upsetting her.
Don't problem solve for her. You know, you're gonna give her the message, I don't need to problem solve for you, because I know you can problem solve for yourself. So I'm not going to take that role. I absolutely refuse it. I'm just there to support you because I know you can do it. You really got to believe it in your own head, and that will be transmitted to her through just your tone and your language and things like that.
And you'll be listening, right? So you'll know if he's doing it right.
I will definitely, definitely try to do this. I really will. But it's just
it's not my nature.
It isn't, and because it's not in the nature of this relationship. Because here's the problem I have with that. I know her so well that I know what you, and you admit this all the time, Liz. I know what you're going to say before you say it. And sometimes I truly feel that saying something to her that might not be considered, you know, supportive and empathetic is what she needs to hear. Oh, so I should just avoid that.
Well, yeah, because you know what?
This is why we'll never have a relationship other than at this radio station.
Here's the problem. You guys have you can call it a dance or a pattern that you guys have. Everyone knows each other's steps. And you gotta, each one of you has to take a different step in the dance, because it takes two to dance together. So what you're saying is, you know exactly how the dance goes, so you go right into your role in the dance, and Liz, I'm sure, may take the first step in the dance that gets you going. It doesn't matter who started it, just take a different move. So we're gonna say, okay, you know your move in the dance, we're gonna try to remind you of your move in the dance by getting that negative attitude and making a comment, you know, that of an excuse or rationalization. Change the pattern.
So when she rationalizes, I should say, you're dancing!
No, you should say, I understand.
I understand why you're dancing.
And I know that you can do it.
I should say to you, would you like to have this dance?
I know you can do it.
Yes, okay, all right. It's going to be a long week, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, so it goes back to the crux of your nature of relationship. That's interesting.
For the benefit of guys like me in relationships who are in this situation, I'm going to try my best. And for you, I'm going to try my best. I will tell you that this is not in my normal course.
I gotta tell you, Lou, I do therapy for a living. I do processing and advice giving, things like that. I try so hard never to do that with my wife, because it just doesn't work. You know, the dynamic is wrong. She doesn't want to hear it. Yep. So I try, you know, sometimes in my head I know exactly what's going on, but I don't say anything.
See, if that were me and I had one of those conversations, for fun, I would send a bill. Oh. Yeah, that'll go over big. All right.
Infuriating.
Dr. Jay Gordon. Oh, before we hit the track music, real quick, Dr. Gordon, how would people get in touch with you for more information, more questions, or the other stuff that you would do?
Okay, I have an office in Freehold Brick in Manahawkin. You can reach me at 732-840-5266. I have a subspecialty treating ADD and other related disorders. I do comprehensive evaluation, neuropsychological testing. I have a cutting-edge type non-drug treatment for ADD, and to find out more about that, go to my website, addsolutionsnj.com. Dr. Gordon.com.
All right, Dr. Gordon, thank you for being so nice and for helping so many people, but more than anything else, for putting up with the both of us.
My pleasure.